Hey, Sanjay.
Hola.
Waiting for the rest of the Scooby Gang. Waiting for the rest of the Scooby Gang.
Oh, I'm thinking the panic. I'm not missing the conversation. Oh, when I say link, say.
Hey, Jane. Just waiting on Miss Shani Shan Shan to pop in. How are you guys? And here we are. All of us are in the group chat. Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Well, you know, one of my aunts passed away allegedly from COVID. So
allegedly? So it's not been confirmed?
It's not been confirmed, but it's they're saying that it's related to COVID.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been joking for weeks about having it, and there you go. Someone in my family had it. Sucks, right? But anyways,
yes.
I don't want to start the show off like that. So let's do it. Y'all know this is another wonderful weekend. Week. This is a Wednesday evening, and this is, of course, We Got Issues. And this is me, Robin, and my other co-host. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Sanjay.
Hey, I'm Shannon. Once you hear me, you know who it is.
And I'm Shane.
Alrighty, guys. So let's get into it. So a lot of stuff happened, you know, over the past week. And something that really came across my attention was, y'all remember the movie from the 90s, Clueless, iconic movie? Do you remember Stacey Dash? She was actually a conservative for the longest while, and she's now apologizing for her past political comments. So, Sanjay, why don't you give us a rundown on this? Take it over.
Okay, so from what I gathered from Stacey Dash's situation is that she's apologizing for an offensive comment she made while working on Fox News, as you said, as a conservative commentator.
Right.
So I heard that she was a Trump supporter, something like that, while she was on the network. And she made some allegation towards something, some criticism that went back with Trump back in the days in 2007 about the Charlottesville, some Charlottesville's knee or something. But she's saying that now that she's a changed woman and people can change, and she has moved on from that. The Stacey that was that then is not the Stacey now, and we should not blackball her or blacklist her from whatever she's doing.
So for those who may not know who Stacey Dash is, you know, I think a lot of persons should know this iconic movie from the 90s. It's called Clueless. You know, one of the biggest references is Iggy Azalea's song Fancy. You know, it references the movie Clueless, and Stacey Dash was the token black best friend. And it was very surprising to me, you know, she became conservative. She was a huge supporter of Trump. She was a conservative commentator for Fox News, as Sanjay just said. And she said a lot of stuff, you know, about the Obama administration. She was one of the biggest supporters for Trump. And now she is apologizing for all of the things that she said when she was on Fox. She also came out and said she has now had the epiphany that, you know, she was being pigeonholed into a type of caricature while she was at Fox News. Now she's now wanting to come out, you know, backtrack on all of those things, and, you know, saying that she has realized the error of her ways, and she's willing to give this new administration, political administration, that is Joe Biden, a new chance. What do you think, Shane? Do you think that we should uncancel her?
First of all, I don't see the point of why she was canceled in the first place. Her opinion is her own. So, I don't know. I don't share sentiments of every other human being on the world where if a black person likes Trump or loves to be a Republican, we're supposed to silence them. I'm not for it, but whatever it is, it is. She's just going to get cut from the black community. That's just how it's going to end up.
I would like to hear what you have to say, Shannon.
Are you sure? I just think it's this girl. It's too much. Anyways, I think it's really important when we listen to our black fellow people speak on how they feel, because when they feel a certain kind of way, you need to know how to where to put yourself. Because at the end of the day, is yes, Shane, we are not able to judge people to be either Democrat or Republican or conservative or whatever the other thing is. But hearing their views on how they tackle certain situations and how they would want the world to work or how it's supposed to go is where I disconnect with them or with whomever. So if she was canceled, I'm not aware of that, but if she was canceled, she needs to be staying canceled. That's all I'm gonna say on that.
Yeah, because I mean, because of her controversial, you know, views, because it's one thing to be black and be a Republican, you understand? But it's an entirely different thing when you are supporting a faction that is openly homophobic, openly racist, openly xenophobic, and all of those things.
What? You people listen to Jamaican songs and sing them along just for the fun of it. Why the hell don't I have a problem? Listen, certain things are not enough to say. Please stop saying things there. Even if the party is Republican and they don't like gays, yes, fine, whatever. But what? I'm annoyed when people say those things when they're drawing sexuality in there.
Anyways, as I was saying, it's one thing when you are black and Republican. That is completely fine because everybody's entitled to, you know, have their own political, you know, agenda or their our political leaning. But what I'm saying is it's a completely different thing when you're openly supporting a party, a political party, that goes against everything that is supposed to be the American Constitution, that is in the American Constitution. So I feel like her stance on that has kind of made the black community be like, we don't fuck with you no more. But no, she is saying, you know what? Listen, I get it. I was wrong. You know, I was wrong. I see the error of my ways, particularly got a reality check from being on Fox News. And I just want people to know that, hey, I'm changed. I don't know if I would want to give her a chance, but at the end of the day, we're all human. So if she does make good on her word and she does decides to really change and, you know, show that she has, then, I mean, I don't have no reason to be like, you know what, let her stay over there. That's what I have to say on that. Lord. Alrighty, so moving on. So another story that, you know, caught my attention, and I would love to know what you guys think about it, because it is a serious situation. You know, Kirk Franklin, a video was actually released by his son, Kerrion Franklin, that is actually his oldest son. And the video was very disturbing to Lise, because in that video, we hear some very disturbing things that were being said to Kerrion, who's, you know, 33, by the way, full-grown adult. Things like saying, oh, he's gonna, you know, stomp his foot in his neck and how he should never disrespect him, you know, things along that line. And social media was up in arms because a lot of persons were on the side of Kerri-Ann Franklin because he was the one who shared the audio and shared, you know, the state of relationship that he currently has with his father and how it has been ongoing for a couple years. But it is a pickle or fickle situation because we, as persons outside, don't know the intricacies, we don't know exactly what's going on in that family. But from what has been put out there for the public to see, what is your opinion on this, Shannon? And if you can give us a breakdown so persons listening can understand, that would be great.
Okay, so if you haven't seen all over social media or even on the news or the television, you know, it's out there everywhere now. So Kirk Franklin and his son got into what we call a brawl, a big argument. Based on Kirk Franklin's recollection of everything that happened, they were arguing about something that nobody knows about because up to this day, he hasn't stated what it was. And they had a therapist on the phone, and the pastor, Jakes, T.D. Jakes, yes, was actually on that call as well. It's coming from their mouth, so I don't think it's allegedly. If they are able to speak on who was on the call, then allegedly, literally come out of a statement there. So what really, we don't know what happened. The son stating that he has been going through this for years, for about 13 years. But Kirk Franklin came out on an interview yesterday and stated that his baby mother, which is the son Kerri-Ann's mother, they are really close with him and his wife. And they have been to therapy. They've tried everything. Apparently, it's not working. And this is why they've been having a disconnect for so long. Basically, that's what's the backstory right now. We don't know anything further from what Kirk Franklin has said. He has come out and issued an apology based on what he has said to his son and to the public, based on him being a Christian and singing gospel music. I also want to add that in there. My take on all of this is I just think that looking from both sides of the coin, you have to look at it as what's making this 33-year-old boy do all of this? Is it attention? Is it something going wrong somewhere along the line? Was it disconnect from father and son? You have to think about things like these when you see stuff like this happening. Based on my personal opinion on stuff like this, because, you know, I know basically everybody on this panel definitely are in some way has some daddy issues dealing with, basically from Jamaica. So I can say that confidently. With that being said, a lot of things that we see happening with father and son, no, we can automatically relate to it. We can think that, oh, maybe this is what happened and this is how we can go about putting our 2 cents on this. To me, it's basically him needing attention because he moved on, got married to a new wife and probably forgot about him. And that's how most people would look at it. That's how I'm looking at it from that stance, that point of view. So yes, he's going to show out. He's going to do what he needs to do to get some attention from his father, who is famous, and probably he wants to be famous too. But the allegation of them throwing out that he's on drugs or he's a crackhead or he is mentally ill is, to me, a smear campaign. He's coming out and putting them on blast and they don't know how to handle it. So they're going to throw everything on the wall that sticks and anything you grasp is what you work with. Because his sister came out on an Instagram live tear him apart and said literally he's on drugs. His father came out and said, not that he's on drugs, but he has been going through mental breakdowns, mental issues and stuff like that. He's very sick and whatever, yada, yada, yada. Not addressing anything else that happened. So it's kind of weird that they all came out and did the same thing and nobody came out and said, listen, I'm going to stand responsibilities. As a father, I was wrong to speak to my son like that. And me moving forward, I just think me and my son needs to have a sit down, literally together in one room with a therapist or a mediator and have a conversation. Everybody's just throwing out blames and try to stick something at this one guy and try to paint him out to be a drug addict or a mental patient or whatever the situation is, which that is not making it any better. Because if he's on drugs, why can't you try to help him? If he's a mental patient, why don't you try to put your best foot forward and go out there and say, all right, let me do this? Because apparently the son went on Instagram as well and did a whole live video saying he doesn't know where they live. He doesn't know where they're, he doesn't even know where his father is at this point in time, which kind of give an outlook on what he's been dealing with. So would you want to believe what his father is saying? No. So that's my two cents.
What is your opinion on this, Sanjay?
I agree with Shannon in the beginning of when he said children do lash out for attention from their parents sometimes if they're not getting it, because I can attest to that. And it was never in a good light. I have posted on social media towards my father once on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my mom. And he went ballistic. And I was so happy about that. In also that stating, Shannon said it could also be the black sheep of the family where, as Shannon stated, his dad moved on, got remarried. He might have other kids. I don't know if you have other kids with a new wife. And he might see that as he's not getting the attention as they got when... It can all play into different aspects. My thing was when Kirk Franklin came out and did a whole apology. I understand you're a Christian, but your first obligation is to the Lord. As once you made your heart clear with the Lord, you don't owe the living being of people an apology like that. I understand coming out and be like, hey, you look up to me and all of that, but all that long apology wasn't needed. As long as the Lord is okay with your apology, that's good enough. So I can't be a case of him just lashing out.
Okay. Okay. Shane?
Child is wrong, parent is wrong. Moving on.
Okay, Shane. I hear you. We all hear you. Honestly, I don't want to say too much. Because, you know, I hope that they're able to sort out their family issues that is now being public, you know, for everyone to judge and to tear apart and to formulate their own opinions. I do believe, to a certain extent, what Kirk Franklin is saying, because there could be some truth in that, you know, but I also do not want to discredit what the son is saying. So for me, it's kind of difficult to really see exactly what the truth is, because we're hearing what Kirk Franklin's family is saying, and we're also hearing the claims and allegations that Carrie-Anne is saying. But somewhere along the line, the truth is there, but we just can't see it. So I just hope they can start it out, really and truly go to therapy, and really work towards coming through some common ground. That's all I, you know, I wish them all the best. Alrighty, so now we're going to be moving on to... Okay, that was great for Rumor Report, by the way. So now we're going to be moving on to our second segment where we will be having a recap, you know, just a rundown of the Grammys that happened over the weekend on Sunday. By the way, I'm hearing that this was the worst Grammy viewership ever since the start of the Grammy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Take it over.
So, you know, I tuned into the Grammy last Sunday. It was... To me, they were trying to get the Black entertainment, the Black experience of everybody coming, watching, and everything. Because, you know, if you're in the Black community, you know we always come out and show out. So it's literally, to me, that's what they were trying to get. It was really good. No lie. Most of the performances was really good. The host, Trevor Noah, you already know him, everybody, from Facebook, Instagram, whatever. He's on a commentator on Comedy Central. He does politics and stuff like that. But if you don't know him, check him out. He's really good. He was the host of the 63rd Grammy, annual Grammy Awards on Sunday. But we are going to dive into all of these performances. It was in LA, as usual. First performance that kicked them off was literally Harry Styles. Anybody saw the performance on YouTube or probably Instagram, a snippet or anything? Sanjay, Shane, Robin?
You know, I'm in love with Harry Styles. I thought his performance was really great. It gave me what I wanted as a performer, as someone who knows their art and is so good about their craft. I enjoyed that performance. I really did.
Okay,
so watermelon. After I love that, watermelon sugar.
After that, we definitely dived into the big performance kicking off. It was literally Billie Eilish. Anybody saw that one?
I saw that.
Yep.
No.
It was
comment.
Really good. Anyways, let's go further. We literally dive into a few bands. I don't think they're worth mentioning because to me they weren't good. I think that's where they lost the viewership.
Oh, BTS.
But let me keep it pushing. No, there was a few female bands. Let me dive furthermore. So those were the top performances for me who kicked the show off. Well, you already know, once Cardi B and Megan came on stage, WAP, Savage, and Up, they did perform, was very good. Me and Shane was literally having a conversation about this a few days ago. Tear up the place. But unfortunately, the FCC got complaints about the WAP performance, and everybody is now talking about it, including Candace Owen. I know you guys have seen it on Twitter.
Oh my god, that's oh my god.
Yes, and they're both dragging each other all over the place. But I think Cardi won, not because I'm a fan, just
but
because
I do,
it's true.
I do agree with the concerns, though.
I know you would, because you're a barb. No. Anyways, let's keep it moving.
Nope. That's not the reason why.
Shuttle on my
Thank
shoulder.
You again for telling everyone that I'm a barb, and I'm proud to be. I'm proud to be.
I like to find people when we're having
But question though, I didn't watch the Grammy because, for one, the Grammys saw my girl Nicki for so many times. So I'm a true stan where I don't watch the Grammys, unlike a true stan who did. But yeah, I didn't watch it.
Anything else?
I didn't see any of the performance.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, let's keep it pushing. Anyways, the baby performed, was really good. Little baby performance was really good too. Who else performed? Shane, do you want to help me out here?
I will not agree with just good. Little BB's performance.
Taylor Swift performed. Chaotic. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they performed.
Dua Lipa one was really
good. Cool.
Okay.
Doja
Thank
Cat
you, Shane.
Performed.
Love Dua Lipa.
So let's dive into the awards. So Record of the Year went to Billie Eilish for Everything I Wanted. I'm not going to ask you guys for your opinion here. I'm just going to run through because we need to make this quick. Album of the year went to Taylor Swift for Folks, whatever. Don't really care. Thank you, Robin. Song of the year, I Can't Breathe by her and Tiara. Love that girl. Best new artist went to Megan Thee Stallion. And you know, we're going to dive into that after this. Best pop solo performance went to, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. Give him that. Best pop duo in a group went to Rain On Me, Lady Gaga, and Ariana Grande. Best intro pop vocal album went to American Standard, James Taylor. I don't know who that is. Best pop vocal album went to Future Nostalgia, Dua Lipa. Best performer, good girl. Best dance record for 10%.
I love that song.
It was really good. I did enjoy it. Best dance electric album went to the same person. Who was that?
K Trinada. No, this Thundercat, I believe.
Cat Trinada. Yeah.
It's K Trinada. He got best electric album.
It's K. Yeah. Yeah.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
You listened?
Of course. I was obsessed with that album.
Rock performance went to
I mean, Blackpink doing electronic music. Ugh,
I think I'm the only gay person who does not dive into electric music. The only electric music I dive into is Big Frida, like electric. Like that's the only person I really listen to. Bones.
You need to listen to
music.
Club, Holes, you know, electronic pop. Girl, get up into this gig.
Mm-mm, I don't like them. They're too loud. They're too much. Too loud, too much band and all over the place. Anyways, best electronic performance went to Bum Rush, Body Count. I don't know who those are. Best rock song, Stay High, Brittany Howard. Best rock album went to The New Alabama. Best alternate music album went to Florence Apple. Best R&B performance, Black Pride, Beyonce. That's number two. Best alternate R&B performance, Anything For You. Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagine, by her and a lot of other people. Best progressive R&B album, It Is What It Is, by Thundercat. Best R&B album, Bigger Than Love, John Legend. Best rap performance went to Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce, number three, for Savage. Best electronic rap performance, Lockdown by Anderson .Paak. Best rap song, Savage, number four. Best rap album went to Nas, King Disease. Well deserved.
Well deserved. 10
for
albums.
Years.
10 albums. Many for singles. And no.
Actually, 11 albums. Best country solo performance, When My Aunt Prays. Best country duo group, 1,000 Hours. You all know who that is. Justin Bieber and Shay.
Why was he even nominated? Why? Why was he even there?
Who?
Justin.
Who, Justin Bieber?
Yes. His album got nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album.
I'm not going to knock him because he took a stand when most of our favorite artists did not. So let me continue. I'll dive into that a little later. Best country song went to Crown Table, The High Woman. The best country album, Wild Card, Miss, I said her name, Lamberg, whatever her name is. I said it earlier today. Yes, Mickey, too much. Best new age album. They have one new age album. What that mean? What does Best New Age mean?
New Age album. It's a different type of genre of music.
Morgan Story. Best Improved Jazz Solo. All Blues. Shakes and Chicks Soloist. Best Jazz Vocal Album. Secrets and the Best Stories. Elements. Best Jazz Electronic Album. Oh my god. Tales They Tell. Christina.
Brian, everything, and girl.
Well, I'm going to go tell you highlight album then. All right, Best Latin Jazz Album. Let me see. Best Gospel Album went to Move On Me. Jonathan, that's my friend. He's really good. He can sing, can sing. All right, I'm going to go through some of them. Best Gospel Album. Gospel Record to PJ, featuring PJ. Best Roots Gospel Album. Celebrating Folks. Best Latin Pop Album went to Bad Bunny, YHLQDLG.
Girl, don't know, man. Jesus.
I'm trying to get to the reggae part. Best Tropical Album. All right, girl. Continue.
Yeah, man.
This is too much.
Exactly. Because now we can get into the highlight of the segment. This is our round. Actually, no, we have a bonus segment, actually. Yep. Yes. So we're going to talk about, so Wendy had her show the other day when she was talking about, you know, Megan getting her 4 Grammys and was being very bitter against Nicki, talking about that Nicki was being mad about Meg. And I'm like, really, Wendy? Like, I am so disagreeing with you for that.
So hold on, let me ask you a question. Tonight she's Wendy. Continue.
Of course. At the end of the day, she is still Auntie Wendy, and I am definitely within my rights to disagree with her. And as it is in this situation, I completely disagree with Auntie Wendy, because I mean, Nicki is dealing with a lot of shit right now. First of all, she has her newborn baby that she's completely off the grid. They're probably working on new music, taking care of her baby, going through the depression and grief of her father dying. Anything that this bitch would have the time to be bitter against Megan? Girl, please. That's all I have to say.
Oh, so all right. Anyway,
I have something to say.
Go ahead.
So, Wendell P. and what her name again? Pendy P. Whatever.
Her name is Wendy Williams.
She's like
Wendy Williams.
Next time, if I wanted to be corrected, next time, capital P. Thank you, Shane. But next time, Robin, if I needed a pat on the back, if I'm choking, I'll let you know.
No worries, and you know,
so when anyway, Miss Pendy,
help a friend out.
Okay, baby girl, sit down. Let's drop your seat. I'm talking about this.
Clash of the Barbs. Okay, Sanjay, what are you saying?
Because Wendy claimed to be a journalist or whatever she wants to say she is. I hate when you do stuff and you bring your feelings into what you're doing. You're commentating on something. This happened with Nicki Dela, and they talk about Black Girl Magic and Love Black. They did this with the BET as well when they were congratulating Cardi and what they did while dragging Nicki, while she was minding her own business. Like, you couldn't congratulate a girl for winning her Grammy and not bringing someone else into the mix. Like, it's just always catfight. Like, congratulate her. Okay, Meg, you won 3. Congratulations. Let me see more of the girls try to do this. Say something like that. This girl hasn't said nothing, and you try to pin something on someone for now. That's why your husband can't stay with you. And it's people that are on some platform
the way how they behave, they can't keep anybody because they don't know how to respect or to do shit. You're commentating on her win. Congratulations, Meg. Congratulations. Okay, bye. Move on. You have to bring a whole other person in the mix. Because if you don't have hatred in your situation, it's not fun. If you don't bring drama, your show don't sell. Bring your own drama. Why didn't you bring your brother on your show and talk about your family issue? You're ugly ass. Say, why didn't you do something like that? She's not aging perfect.
Sanjay, that's not nice.
Huh? And I was not trying to be nice, Shane. What did you see me with rainbow over my head talking just now?
Okay, I'm not right. trying Sorry, to be don't nice. Don't come to me, no. Stay over there, so.
I'm not coming for you. Because unlike certain people, you know when to put your brake lights on. You know when to park in reverse. You know when to do everything. So I wouldn't come at you.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Shane, do you have any 2 cents to say on this? Because when I go in, I'm going in. But the girls are hot tonight.
Well,
right?
I understand. I do share Sanjay's sentiments because y'all know I was never a fan of this dramatic capital P woman. Because this is the problem with Black people. We say we're standing for our unity. And we turn around and do these simple little shit because you want to stir drama. You want to cause people to watch your show. I don't know where Sanjay get this part. Did she ever say she want to be a journalist or something like that? She have journalist integrity?
Who? What? No, what is she?
She has a journalist. She is a journalist.
She is a journalist.
I'm asking to me when... I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, she is. She is a journalist.
I'm just asking for pure knowledge's sake. I don't really give a damn about this woman's existence. But I'm saying,
thank you.
She stirred the pot, and this is going to cause another controversy because everybody's gonna start jumping on the bandwagon. Because you know, these single chromosome people don't have a brain for them damn selves. So, minute somebody says something, you jump on the damn bandwagon and you run with it. You don't even investigate it. You just run with the shit. Because guess what? Auntie Wendy said it. Mama Wendy said this shit.
Bias. 1 minute. But the spice of it all on this as well, because listen, Wendy is biased to what she said, and then you have this Wendy Wagon is on here being the same thing that her auntie is doing, so it's not far in the family tree. Because you are a Nikki fan, and because you don't want to put Wendy under the bus, you try to stay out. This is the first time I've ever heard you on the show with a very small, simple.
I'm sorry, are you addressing me now?
Like to the point and all. No, you just have it has been dressed and been you have been got your lollipop in your mouth a very long time because I'm not asking for nothing for rebuttal. So keep that lolly in your mouth, please. While the big people talk, I'm talking.
Wait.
Because you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing your aunt just did. So the apple doesn't fall far in the family tree. So keep y'all mess over there. Because she's biased and you're doing the same thing now for her. This is the first time I've ever heard you on this show with a very small get to the point conversation, and I wish you could keep it like that.
All right, can I talk now?
Finish my point.
Is it my turn? All right. I think that it is really funny when two barbs are at it. It's so entertaining.
Please stop saying two barbs because that word lingering with other people seems toxic.
So let me dive into this. I Robin, you are this topic really, really, really funny to me because you're trying to ride the fence. Because you're trying to say, okay, I don't want this to happen and I don't want that to happen, but I think this is what you should have done. And in fact, this is why we're having a problem in this world right now. You want to be direct in person to people, but you cannot be direct to these celebrities. You cannot call them out when they're wrong, and you cannot say, this is what they did wrong. And that is why we're all having problems now. Anyways, let me dive into this. Wendy, I think Wendy is onto something. Normally, she doesn't come out and talk about something unless she's onto something. It's not going to be visible to us now because we are not seeing the bigger picture. But maybe one day, not now, maybe 6 months down the line, we will be seeing the bigger picture. And I've always listened to her, and sometimes I don't get it either until when it comes to is when I really see what she was saying. Because I remember when she talked about the Black China situation, boom, 6 months later, exactly what she said happened. That's exactly how she works. You might not see it, but it's happening. And I've always learned this about Nicki Minaj. She's very strategic about what she does. And when you're so strategic, people listen. And when you move, people don't see the snake moving underneath the grass or between the grasses or whatever you see it. It moves behind the scenes. And that's what Wendy was trying to say. She's not going to be mad in public. She's being mad behind the scenes. And that's what she's saying. She's seeing it happening. And people around Nicki is going to say stuff. And that's how people business come out. And that's how all of this situation came into being right now. So I'm going to say what they did to Nicki, the Grammys for years, that is shitty. I think they literally did this to her because she was a woman. Because if she was a man, that would never happen to her. And the next thing, I think Megan deserved what she's getting now. But not take that away from her. Point blank, period. But Nicki should not be mad at Megan if that's the case, allegedly. Allegedly, if that's the case, Nicki should not be mad. Because guess what? When you were going to take a stand, you know when you're going to take one stance with anything or anybody, you have to look at the bigger picture of what is going to happen when you do that. So taking a stance with the Grammy allowed you not to be getting a Grammy right now. So you just have to hold it like a G and just say, listen, may I do this? And maybe one day down the line, I will get a Grammy. But Grammy, no, to me, this whole award situation that we as Black people put ourselves into is fuckery. I don't believe in this. Accolades of wanting a Grammy or I want a BET Awards. That shit is fuckery. You hear what me I say? Because Nicki is one of the best selling, performing, outranking even men right now. Billboards, anything. Nicki has been creating a genre and her paving her way for herself for years. I just think she does things behind the scenes, as I've stated all the time on this show, that people don't see, and boom. They just affect our no. It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. But Shannon, you said just now that, which I agree with what you're saying, that if Nicki is mad at Megan, she shouldn't be. And I believe in that, and I think that's directed anger towards the wrong right. person, because she came out and stated for years that what the Grammy right. is doing. So I would think it's dumb of her, or I would be disappointed that she is that dumb to even be angry at Meg when she's talking about knowing who the Grammy
right
is
and what she has done for years with them and exactly. what their tale is.
So to hear that she's angry at Megan, I want to say if it's true, Nicki really hit her head somewhere. But just why people cannot congratulate people these days without knocking anybody else? And every year we want to do this Black History Month, and we want to do this, and we want to, like, you're congratulating somebody. Just congratulate that person. But as you stated before, we don't know what's going on, who's coming out and saying what, but congratulate the person. Let that spotlight be on the person you're congratulating. It's so weird to congratulate someone just to stick a pin somewhere else at the same. Let the spotlight be on that person you're congratulating. Oh, congratulations, Shannon, but that person is dumb. Congratulations, just keep it on that person. Keep the light, keep the love on that person.
Oh, please, that just won't sell. Drama sells. That's the point of the whole everything. Drama sells. And well, I do not I know what Shannon talking about. These accolades are dumb. Everybody wants accolades. Everybody wants that justification and that self-praise, that be like, yes, I did it. I want to look at something and be like, yes, I've done this. No matter if it's music, there are so many different accolades in life. There is the Nobel Prize, World Peace Prize, all of these things. People look forward to these things because they will be like, yes, people have seen my hard work. I'm being awarded for my hard work. Same thing when we're in school. We fight to be on the honor roll. We fight to be on the dean's list. Same damn shit.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good star.
You're starring a book.
All I'm saying is that doesn't literally do nothing for you. You getting accolades does nothing for you. That's what I'm saying. It does nothing for you. All we're trying to do is please master. Yes, master, I'm trying to please you. Can you give me an award, please, master? Please do this for me, master. I'm doing this for you, master. No, hell no. Your money, money is what we're working for. Making our family and our friends better in situation is what we're working for. Oh, master, give me a Grammy award. Oh, master, give me
and this. Please, and please, and also pleasing your fans that you know, that's not bitch, bah, with that whole master shit, what you just say.
Bah, I'm several seats over here with that.
Accolades, it doesn't matter. Not everybody.
Yeah, work. No, 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 no. Some people work. Listen, you work to be paid. You don't work to be presented with an award. You work to make your fans want more from you.
And I both know nurses, teachers, and what's another one? Social workers are some of the most underpaid people in the world, but yet their work is so rewarding to them, and they do it because what? They feel that sense of helping others, and they feel that sense of accomplishment when they do this. Just like how somebody wants an accomplishment medal to say, yes, I've done this. It's the same damage.
So exactly. That's why both of
some people worry about the money.
Some people do, some people don't.
I can work with that. I want the money.
I don't want no award to show nothing. Award is only being put down in my house, and when I die, they take it and sell it. Or trade it or put it in a museum. I don't want that shit. I want the money. I want to be rich. When I'm rich, I'll be comfortable and I'll be able to do what I want. I can buy myself a Grammy or forge it or go make it. Buy the gold, buy the whatever, the wood, make it myself and award it to myself. Buy with
right. Right. Just like when y'all buy flowers for themselves and sell it to themselves and happy. Right.
Anyways, keep it pushing. Robin, what's your next topic?
We were going to be talking about, you know, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and the lack of diversity.
I really wanted to dive into all of this because I brought this to the table. I really wanted to shed some light on what is really going on for years in these award shows. I'm gonna dive. It's the same thing that we were talking about just now about the Megan, the Wendy, the Nicki Minaj situation. It's exactly what we're talking about over here now. We want approval from all of these people. All of these people in what we class to be in our peers to award us, to look at us and say we're doing a good job and to present us with an award. But when the game that we're playing, and life is always a game, is not playing right, because guess what? There's always somebody, somebody with an advantage over you. And when the game is not being played right, eventually, what's gonna happen? Somebody is gonna have to lose and somebody is going to win. Somebody is going to be making more and somebody is going to be making less. That's just the circle of life. That's what we have to deal with. And with this is the award shows and their panel that they have selecting these movies, selecting these music, selecting these people that they want to go up against each other in various categories. To say this one is better than that one is not being played fair. Because when you have on a panel selecting all of these people, white people, Asian people, oh my God, these different upper class and these rich-ass billionaire people. When you look into a room of these selectors, these people who are set among us, our peers, to select us and to give us awards, they do not look like us. They do not see the things that we see when we walk outside of any door, like us. So there's a difference in how we see it and they will see it. And that is the problem. The diversity in these boardrooms that they go in to select these things are not being fair. And that's why you have, since 1986, a woman has never won the Grammy in the best comedy area until 2021. Why is it that in, what happened, the Golden Globe, you have the first Black woman since 1986 to won Best Actress in a Motion Picture? Why? There were so many, and I remember Shane listed out so many good, talented Black women who could have won but did not. Why? Were they not good enough? Were they not qualified enough? Why? Viola Davis has come, performed for us on so many television. That woman has her snot running down her mouth for years and is never been awarded for that. But the last person who did all of that and got an award was Whoopi Goldberg in 1986. And yes, I remember that from last week or the week before, 1986, because it's ringing in my head. Since the last Black woman to win most of these stuff. And an EGOT. Yeah, she got an EGOT because of all of that. But 1986? Let me finish with my rant, because this is getting me pissed off. Robin, what do you have to say on all of this?
I agree mostly with what you have said. You know, there are definitely areas that a lot of these award shows need to work on, especially when it comes on to diversity and the talent in, whether it be the film industry or the music industry. But I don't want to make it just a race thing, because you have to understand there are persons that have been snubbed from the Oscars for years. I mean, you have Glenn Close, an amazing actress who still hasn't had an Oscar, and she's been nominated a million and one times. And if you don't know who Glenn Close is, she's the lady who has played Cruella De Vil in 101 Dalmatian. That's just one of her many iconic
roles. Oh, she's good.
Roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's
never won
an Oscar. You have so many persons that has been snubbed. Brokeback Mountain, one of them, got snubbed for Best Picture. You know what I mean? So I don't want to say, even though I get what you're saying, Shannon, but as I'm saying, these award shows, they're not perfect. There are still areas to work on. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, some people are going to just get snubbed. Some people are going to just get you. I mean, Mike Spike Lee has never won Best Director. I mean, he's one of the most prolific directors out there, especially in the Black community.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
The guy that the names of the people.
These are white persons.
Are
yes.
They white people? Okay, so you're basically saying that you don't think it's a race thing because most white people don't win an award, which is taken from a white person, given to another white person. Robin, if it was a situation where it was given to Black people majority of the time, that's different. You cannot. I don't think it makes sense saying that it's not race because other white people don't win. They don't win because their other white counterpart win it, not a Black person. Why is not many Black people winning? I don't really care if there's white people winning. White people being snubbed same way. They're being snubbed, but their white counterpart is still winning for them. They're still winning one for the team. So
I what I am trying to explain is that, yes, I do agree with what Shannon is saying. I'm not discrediting that, nor I'm picking apart what he's saying. I'm also saying that on the flip side, this institution definitely still has areas to work on, because there are persons, a lot of women who are being excluded just the same for being screenwriters, directors, producers. So there is definitely a lack of diversity for women in a lot of these award shows. And I'm also saying that you have a lot of prolific actors as well who are not Black, who are made amazing performances in iconic, you know, really, really profitable movies that are still being snubbed at the Oscars, at the Golden Globes, at the Screen Guild, at the BAFTA. So I'm saying, while he does make a point, but I'm just saying, just not look at it from that. There's many areas that needs to be fixed at a lot of these award shows.
Okay. I'm saying.
So yep, that's pretty. I have nothing to say on this point. Not a thing.
Sanjay.
My thing is this. I don't see myself as a Black person writing a memoir about my life and what I've been through and having 10 white guys sitting there to tell me if my book is good enough, because you haven't walked my life of what I've been through. In that being said, I don't think having a Grammy and having a committee, that committee should be split. You should have a committee for hip-hop, people within the hip-hop community that are hip-hop heads that know how to break down a bar or two or know what cadence work for what situation. There should be that committee within the bigger committee that only choose who should be nominated for a Grammy for the hip-hop genre of that music, along with if it's for country, whatever. It shouldn't just be white men across the board judging all genre of music, because you don't live these people's life of what the music they make. So you can sit and hear someone talking about something that they've been through in their life, put it into music, and you don't relate to it, so you don't think they should win or you don't think they should be nominated. So I think they should have a committee for each different genre and have people within that community judge based on that.
Okay.
And that's my take on it.
That's a good one. What say you, Shannon? Anything you wanna add or, you know, clear up?
Yeah, it's weird that it's not weird. I think as a panel on the show, sometimes when there is things like this where we see people treating us a certain way or we're not able to enter the room, there's always this one Black person, or it's always this one white person, or it's always this person to say, I want to stand out. I want to be the difference. I want to be different from everybody else. But different in what? When we're doing stuff like this and selecting these topics and trying to put these stuff out, I think I don't want everybody to be on one accord, because then that would be blonde for us to all think alike. I think it's really strange when your favorite rapper or this person you look up to and is so iconic, and I'll die for this person, and I don't want anybody to talk anything bad about this person, and I'll get mad with you if you do this. I think if that person is being snubbed for years at an award show, and you're able to make a difference, and then you're gonna come out and say, oh, it's fine that my favorite artist or my favorite actress or my favorite radio personnel doesn't get an award, because nothing is perfect. It's fine that this is happening and we can work on it and we can do this. I'm not waiting. That's the problem. They want you to sit and wait for them to get ready to give it to you. Don't force it on me. Wait until I'm ready to give it to you. And that's what we all experience for years and years. They don't want you to force it. They don't want you to want it. No, they want you to sit and wait for it. And because this artist or this radio personality or this actress or actor get up and say, listen, I'm not waiting anymore. I want this now. And based on their skin tone, makes it happen for them over me, who is kind of black, or because they're Asian, or because they're some other race, lacks limited for me. I don't get it. But my point, I want to make a point here. When the Grammy was selecting all of these people, their selection, they had a big skit segment pointing out where they went wrong, what happened, and what they're planning to do to fix it. They got a biracial person put on the board, and that person is now the chair because he's biracial. And I think that it is really absurd that they would select a biracial person, put that person on the board to be the target of what will be next year's Grammy. And that person basically not seat right now, but eventually I think they will. Because if you're going to go out there and say, we have made mistakes, which admitting that you're wrong, we can't understand that, but this is what we want to do to fix it. We want to select music. We want to put music that we think is worth it for this, for that. This is what we want to be perfect at doing. And this is how we know that we did it wrong, and we want to learn from this. Basically, I just heard one of my panelists said the same thing. So that's why it was kind of sounded like that he watched the show, picked that apart, and then came to us with it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going on another rant. I'm just saying.
You aren't?
You cannot snub somebody from the Grammy because they wanted to perform, rehearsed, done everything right, and then you are going to say, oh, we're not going to invite you to perform anymore. We're not going to invite you to get an award anymore. And we're going to blackball you from the Grammy forever and ever. Amen. Until I die. That's what's going to happen. How fair is that to your favorite artist? How fair is that to the person that you're looking up to? And, oh, I wish this person could do this for me. I wish this person was this. I wish this person was that. But yet, when you're supposed to stand up for that person, no, on this platform, you are trying to be, what's that word that you always use, Shane? What's that word that you always use, Shane? Right. Why are you trying to be controversial? Why are you trying to be on the sidelines and say, oh, I want to be different. I want to stand over here and watch while you defend my favorite artist, while you defend the title of what this is. That is shitty. And I think if Nikki is your favorite artist, Robin, I'm directing this at you now. You should have stood up for her just now, which you did not.
Which you did not.
And I look at you sideways every time.
Okay.
Because this is what you always do.
Really?
You always try to be on the sideline when it comes to certain situations. But when it's not in your favor to pick up for your favorite artist or your favorite radio personality or your favorite actress or actor, well, I don't think this platform is going to take me where I want to go, so I don't need to do that. That's shitty. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. And you're definitely entitled to your opinion, absolutely. And guess what, sis? I stand by what I said, and I'm not changing on it. So you're entitled to however you want to view me. I still stand by what I'm saying is that, as Shane said, this is a prestigious award. Everybody who is an artist, who, you know, is a writer, who is an actor, who is a producer, who is a screenwriter, wants to be recognized for the work they have been done. Yes, there is lack of diversity that needs to be worked on in a lot of these committees and a lot of these boards and a lot of these awards. But at the end of the day, we still can't knock them because they are the ones who are, you know, giving out these awards and recognizing people and still are, you know, having these platform for these persons to be given, to be recognized at the end of the day. So I'm still not going to take away or discredit that, you know, that pioneering historical, you know, impact of these award shows. But I'm not discrediting what you are saying as well. And that is just my opinion. And I'm not going to allow you to goad me into talking about Nicki Minaj to kind of get a raise out of me. It's not going to work, sis. I'm not going to allow you to gaslight.
We need to create our own
creating some type of narrative that will fit your opinion. I stand by what I said.
I love the way you keep digging that hole that you're going down into. You just keep getting lower and lower. I can't even hear you.
I think we all need to create our own Black excellence award show.
Isn't that called the NAACP?
This entire thing. Like the NAACP?
Yeah. NAACP awards.
It
Here, yeah, but it's just for Black
it
people.
It works when it works.
It works when it works.
So I guess it does, but
that is for Black people.
It works when it works. Because even when they were talking, well, I know that award show, that there's a Soul Trade Award. That's what it's called. It works when it works. That's all I'm gonna say. Robin, you gotta wrap your show up or something. What are we talking about? Word of the day.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Right, so we've reached the end of our program. Wow, that was something. That was something. Okay, so we're gonna kick it off with, you know, the quote of the week. Sanjay, are you prepared for that?
Alright, can I go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Because mine is gonna be a little bit long.
Go ahead with the
word. It's still International Women's Month, and I want to highlight this very talented teenager at this point. She owns her own business. She's running her own business. She's an actress, producer, and she's been doing a lot, and I just want to acknowledge her on this day.
So, I was on Twitter, and a lot of people have been addressing my hair. We're talking about my hair and how it looks like a grandma's wig. And I don't. And they're talking about my veneers. And don't look like a veneer to me. And it's hard, it's difficult to run through my mind, but I'm sorry to anyone that I offended or haven't gotten to your expectations about how I'm supposed to be, and I apologize, and I never want to hurt anyone's feelings or have anyone worried about what my decisions are. Sorry.
All right, that's Martina, and she just blew her nose in a few hundreds. So yeah, acknowledge that.
Kudos to her. Alrighty, what's your word of the week?
What? I just said my word. That is literally me. What the hell?
Okay.
Okay, so the quote of the week is, there will always be people in your life who treat you wrong. Be sure to thank
them. Praise the Lord. Strong.
By Zig Ziglar. By Zag Ziglar.
That's right. So, song of the week for me is Leave the Door Open, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They're now created this band called Silk Sonic. The song is amazing, guys. It's like this blend of this nice 70s psychedelic R&B. And I can't wait for their album. It's called An Evening with Silk Sonic, dropping later on this year. Can't wait for that to drop. So check it out. Stream it on all platforms. Once again, it's Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, Leave the Door. It's amazing. Shane, when
it is really good.
I'm gonna try to listen to that now. I hope I can remember the name.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
No, I just need to know his name alone. So if I try to remember the next really guy, good. I won't forget really everybody. So Bruno Mars.
So Shane, what's the win of the week?
So the girl, at this point, I'm not even feeling for wine. I need something stronger. I say go get yourself some Fireball whiskey and take a nice bath. That's all I have to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Whiskey.
Nice bath.
Whiskey. Whiskey.
Shanan, you're drawn by just standing in the kiddie pool. Shut up.
No bath after drinking whiskey. What did I say? Just took a dig at me a while ago.
Yes, a black person and he can't swim.
You trying to say you can't swim?
Robin, you can't swim?
I'm a mermaid.
Can you swim?
Actually, I can.
Robin and I raced when we go to the beach. Shane, can you swim? Don't you know this by now?
Oh.
That's a lie. I don't know this because I've never seen any of you swim. And we've been to the beach several times.
We did race. Me and Robin raced and I won.
Oh, see now? See now? Okay.
I've never seen anyone out of the two of you swim. So here you know, it come where just come for me a while ago. No valid.
It is actually valid, bitch. I am saying that Shane and I we've been to
Same here, just
the same. What the name,
Shane? You can't even remember.
What a beach then here.
We're going to get remember.
Girl, I just remember say St. Mary Beach, then I know I need girl.
What? Oh my God.
Hold on, Shane. Remember when me and you and Cassius, we went to the beach over Doctor's Cave, yes. Oh, and we swam all the trampoline way out to the beach stuff, right? Yes, and we jumped and swam back to the shore. Yes.
Oh wow. No, you weren't that dumb.
But what I'm gonna ask that question. Was I there?
No, you weren't, bitch.
Was anybody on this panel there to see you guys do that?
I can always bring honor with
St. Mary with us.
We have a witness.
No, we were racing, but apparently he was on his phone talking to one.
You cannot bring accuse it. Me. Listen, I will bring a lawsuit to you, Shane.
Because
do not do that.
Listen.
Do not do that.
Girl.
You need to say when you're speaking on me, you need to say when you're speaking on me, you need to say allegedly.
You
I will
that lawsuit
bring a lawsuit
guess what?
Against
the
you.
The only thing I've been ever done in a St. Mary together is because somebody named Shannon bring us in. So,
but Shannon, I never like, saw you guys swimming
because you're in your phone.
That's the point I'm trying to get across.
You're in your
I've
phone.
Never. We've been to the beach so many times. I've never seen Robin or Shane swim. So I cannot.
Either you need glasses or you needed to take your head out of your phone to take not text your man. But.
Listen, I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to sit over here and argue with Shannon regarding the fact that I can swim or not, bitch.
It's on a kiosk. Wait, my done so I'm a
stand. I know. I know what. As of today, Shane, if we go to the beach with Shannon and we see Shannon drowning, we are not going to save him because guess what? We cannot swim.
You two are bitches. That's why I always that,
wear love, a life you love drag me around.
So I know you guys can't swim.
For those for that, yet, I'm going to make you drown for true. Me take a picture.
Listen. I'm going to buy my life jacket. I've been wearing it. And listen. A mermaid will help me.
No, I remember the puberty
phase. Just remember video and show it your funeral. Just remember, so, me promise you that
2 years
if that drone deals not coming in.
No beach with Uno again. I'm not going to swim.
No.
Anyways, guys.
I'm wanting to throw one on the bus.
Yes.
But she and like, I can't full on to like one. I want
nope, to help
you. I'm weak to your body and then something there.
Alrighty, guys. Okay. So we have reached the end of our show. Oh, another wonderful Wednesday evening, late night session. Anyways, remember, guys, this is We Got Issues. Remember to share your show, like, share it to all your friends, tell them to call, listen to We Got Issues. Us on Twitter,
@1oclock.ja,
that's my platform. I will be sharing the links on our Twitter page as well. You can always find it there. Just remember to subscribe, share, do all of them stuff there. All right, guys, thanks much. See y'all later.
Bye.